The last time I checked, there were over 40,000 nutritional supplements for sale in the U.S. alone. That's utterly ridiculous. At PN, we don't sell supplements. And while I know that certain supplements can be useful in a fat loss program, frankly, I think people overestimate their importance. I mean, in our coaching programs and at the seminars I give, I'm asked more questions about supplements than any other topic, bar none. This whole supplement thing seems really confusing to people. So today, I'm going to make it very simple for you. I'm just going to come out and tell you exactly what supplements we have our clients use when it comes to fat loss. And guess what? There are only four of them. But first, I'm going to tell you how we decide whether to use a supplement or not. See, the supplement industry, particularly in the US, is kind of like the Wild West. Lawless, unregulated, and filled with characters of ill repute, to put it mildly. That's changing, but it's changing very, very slowly. Still to this day, products are mislabeled, meaning things that are on the label sometimes aren't in the bottle. And things that shouldn't be in the bottle sometimes find their way in. That's not good. On top of that, companies regularly sell supplements that haven't been tested to see if they actually work, or worse, that are safe for regular use. Also not good. So if it's such a big mess, and it is, then what exactly do we do? One approach, and it's perfectly legitimate, is to simply take nothing. The truth is, you don't need supplements. After all, they're supposed to supplement other things, like the food you eat and the physical activity you do. And lots of people have gotten into great shape over the years taking nothing at all. So that's where we start at PN. Taking no supplements at all is okay. You have my permission. But here's the thing. Some supplements have tons of research behind them. Publicly available research that anyone with an internet connection can read. Of course, to read it, you've got to wade through a ton of scientific jargon, but it can be done. And in fact, people do it all the time. And that's where the good advice comes from. Legitimate research. Evidence. So we have three PhDs on staff who do just that. We make sense of the mountains of legitimate research, and we turn that into a few simple recommendations for our clients. People who really just want to know how to lose the fat. So the two strategies that make sense are 1, to avoid supplements altogether, or 2, to examine legitimate research and use that to decide. Now let's look at what's behind door number 2. In all the research we've looked at, there are really just 4 supplements we recommend. Supplements that can reliably help with a fat loss program while still being safe to use on a regular basis. Here they are. First, there's fish oil. You may have heard a lot about omega-3s, and fish oil is the key source. There's tons of research. Fish oil is great for fat loss, and it's even been shown to improve mood and motivation. Secondly, there are multivitamins. As you've probably heard, the modern diet often leads to small deficiencies of certain vitamins and minerals. These deficiencies can slow your metabolism and impair your ability to burn fat, among other things. And a good multivitamin can help fix that. Third, there's protein powder. Protein powder is not entirely necessary if you get enough protein from the foods you eat, like lean meats, chicken, fish, or vegetarian sources. But since most people are crunched for time, they find themselves eating too little high-quality protein. That's why adding some quick protein can be really, really helpful. And finally, there are green supplements. If you get enough veggies, a green supplement might not be entirely necessary. But most people simply don't eat enough vegetables and are missing out on the micronutrients they contain, many of which help you lose fat either directly or indirectly. And a green supplement can come in really handy here. So there you have it. 4 supplements for fat loss. That's it. A lot of thought and a lot of research have gone into these recommendations. These supplements are ones that I use personally, and they're also what I have our clients use. Nothing more. Now, rather than go into the details about how much to take of each and all that stuff, I've put together a really useful supplement cheat sheet, which you can download on this page and print out for yourself. In it, I explain exactly how we use each supplement we recommend. Now, I give this talk at seminars all the time. And right about now, people start putting their hands up. But what about this supplement? What about that supplement? Here's my answer. If it's not one of those four, it doesn't make the cut for our fat loss clients. So if you have a question about a supplement that I didn't talk about, just know that we've been doing this a long time. We've seen it all. If it's not one of those four, fish oil, multivitamin, protein powder, green supplement, then I don't use it regularly, and neither do our clients. And we produce more dramatic fat loss stories than probably anyone else, anywhere else. Now, before we wrap up, I want to make one last point. Everyone wants the magic pill. So let me pose a question. If there was such a pill that you could take every day to be in the best shape of your life, would you take it? Of course, right? Well, let's look at something. Here are some statistics on how often people take life-saving medication for things like cancer and diabetes. People will take a pill that will literally save their life only 55% of the time on average. What does that mean? It means that in reality, you wouldn't take the magic pill, even if there was one. Or at least, you'd only take it half the time. What you may not know is that compliance, people's willingness to do what they know they should, is a critical problem, even for doctors prescribing miracle drugs. That's why we're so proud of what we do as coaches here at Precision Nutrition. For example, the compliance rate in Lean Eating, our fat loss coaching program, is over 75%. That's because we work unbelievably hard at solving one really obvious but extremely challenging problem: how to help people do what they already want to do. And that's what we'll cover tomorrow in our last lesson: why people fail at fat loss and how not to be one of them. See you then.